Charles Bradley mit Changes auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Charles the Screaming Eagle of Soul Bradley, der erst 2011 mit bereits 62 sein Debütalbum veröffentlichte. Er hat Yippie, eine neue dritte Platte, fertig am 1. April. Erscheint Changes via Dunham Records, das ist ein Sublabel der Deptone-Plattenfirma, deren Erfinder wiederum mit dafür verantwortlich sind, dass Charles überhaupt seinen Weg von der Straße auf die Bühnen dieser Welt geschafft hat. Nach Jahrzehnten am Rande der Obdachlosigkeit und prekärsten Arbeitsverhältnissen hat Gabriel Roth damals das Talent und den Soul des Künstlers erkannt. Zum Glück für uns, zum Glück für ihn und zum Glück für uns alle. Ich begrüße den Mann im Studio, den wir gerade noch haben singen hören. Hier ist Charles Bradley. Hello and welcome again, Charles.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And you know, I'm thinking I'm sitting by this beautiful water in your studio. I feel honored to be here.
Thank you very much. We feel honored to have you, man. We feel honored to have you. It's been a while since you visited us the last time, but I still do remember your show in the cellar down here at the Flux Bell. That was one of the greatest shows we've ever had.
Yes, I remember that. Now you bring all the memories back to me.
Yes, wow. It's a pleasure. So are you promoting your new album, which is going to come out in April?
How's
the promo tour been until now? It must be kind of hard to go from radio station to radio station, talk about the album all over and over again.
But you know, we've been talking about the album, and I got to know some of the guys at the interviews and what they talk. Sometimes we got deep and real talk, and sometimes we talk about the album, and they really give me a chance to really know who I'm talking to, and it's been very beautiful since I've been over here.
Cool, that sounds good to me. Because
tiredness, but it's been beautiful.
Okay, that's good. Well, congratulations on LP number 3. I know that you did jam with the band on your first albums. You just entered the room and improvised some lyrics while the band was playing. Did you? Yeah. I mean, that song that we've just listened to, that's a Black Sabbath cover. But with the other songs, did you work with that technique as well? Did you improvise a lot, or did you write stuff beforehand?
A lot of things was done. When I was with Tom, we were on tour, and we had mic check, and then Tom, I get the guitar and started playing the guitar, and I said, Tom, what is that? And I asked the guys, give me the mic, and then I started saying a few things, and I started getting the feeling in it. And Tom, what he does most of the time, he'll tape what I be saying and singing, and he'll put it in the studio, you know? He'll put it in his library and keep it. Then sometimes he'll get on the phone with Charles, why don't you come over to the studio today? We're going to just go and look at some old tunes and see what we got. And then we find good music. But in this album, it seems like everybody want a piece of it. So everybody, even though some of the lyrics that I did wrote and put in there, they may come and say, Charles, I think you need to just put that one lyric in there. So I'm letting everybody just feel in this song, you know.
So it was a collaborative effort a little bit more.
Just like a whole guys came together and they just want to be a part of it.
Yeah. So. But I think that there's advantages to improvisation when it comes to really letting out your heart and soul into music. It's another animal than to sit down and write stuff down and think about it too much, maybe, right?
They capture it because when I hear something I like, that's why Tom, every time when he see I'm getting into something, he gets a cassette. Because he want to capture it. Because once I do it, sometimes I just can't go back to it.
Yeah. We've just listened to Changes a few minutes ago. That's a song originally performed by Black Sabbath. You covered that song in a beautiful way. And you dedicated your version to your mother, who has passed away not too long after you had taken care for her for years. How did you come up with the idea to cover that very song?
Because I was going through learning that song when my mother was sick. And I remember some of the things that we was talking about and the absence of me and my mom. And it was like when she came, so we started mending together and she started telling me things about her life and things she'd been through. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to learn that song like this. The last verse, it took so long to realize. Mm-hmm. I could still hear her last goodbye. So those things, wow, hearing those things and hearing my mother say anything, you know, I'm so, wow.
It's interesting, right, that the song was originally recorded, I think, because the Black Sabbath drummer left his wife or his wife left him or something.
Yes.
And now your interpretation is a whole different animal.
Yes.
That's the power of music and great lyrics, right? That everybody can make up their own story and their own feelings to
it's
it.
True.
It's
true.
A beautiful video that you shot for that song as well, by the way. You've lived a tough life. One can easily say that you struggled for decades. You ran away from home when you were 14. You had to live in the streets for years. You lived in the project for a long time. You took care of family members, as we've just mentioned, especially your mom. And I could go on and on and on. And then you met the Deptone guy. Guys, in 2010, I guess 2011.
No, I know, I was 62 years old. When I was
That's so crazy, right? How important was that step for you? Would you even say that they kind of saved your life in a way?
It's that when I came, I was honestly doing James Brown. I think Jimmy Hill. But when I came, I was like picking up little money everywhere I go, and I had to maintain a place to live at. And I came to Gabe. Because Gabe was really looking for a handyman to do some work for in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And by me, I have learned from a licensed contractor, learned how to do things. I learned how to do a lot of things. So my interest was to get in that studio and show him what I knew. And as I was in there, I was just trying to ask him for a chance into music.
Uh-huh.
And so Sharon Jones was going on tour, and he gave me a song to learn.
Uh-huh.
And I learned it, but still didn't learn it the way he wanted me to learn it. But he liked it and introduced me to Tom. Tom is where really things really started to happen.
Oh, yeah. And that must have been a great change.
It was an honor to me. You know, it was a hard, you know, get your feet into the door.
Yeah.
And boy, you got to really prove yourself. You know, once you get your feet in that door, you don't want that door to slam.
Yeah.
And so I just kept pushing.
I just told people that Changes, that version of the Black Sabbath song, you've recorded that, or we told people that you've recorded that in regard or thinking of your mother.
Mom, that's
away.
A true story.
Yeah. And how does music in general help you to get through difficult times? Because you've lived through difficult times, and I sometimes feel that there's an anger or there's a sadness inside of you that kind of transforms into something beautiful as soon as you start performing. Is that working for you as well?
I say, like, my life is like really nice since I met the Stronaires and then Tom Brennan and all the guys in the music. My life is more like a bittersweet now, and I'm still, you know, struggling with a lot of emotions inside myself, but I'm seeing that I have a chance now to express myself like more into music and open, because back in the days, I couldn't say what's on my mind because I didn't know how to say it. It would get out in an angle or some kind of corrupted way, but I learned how to rejuvenate myself, to grow in myself, to find better ways to express, and music was the best way for me to express.
Yeah, and one can kind of see that you're living maybe healthier life nowadays than when we first met in 2011. I think there was, or 2012 is when we first met.
I was like the
You seemed more sad back then. You seem a little happier now.
I'm
more to yourself and more centered, maybe.
Yes, I'm learning to be not more. More into myself, and I learned that I got to really get in deep in myself to know more I have, and I'm hoping to God that I don't have to go through these changes no more in life.
Yeah. Let's listen to another song of your new record. This one is called Change for the World, and after listening to that, we'll be talking a little bit more, and then you can perform a live version of some other song. I don't even know.
We're going to do Changes, we're going to do.
Yeah.
In a sin, okay.
Okay, cool. So let's listen to that first and then we talk a bit more. Charles Bradley ist bei uns im Studio. Ich sage an dieser Stelle nochmal dazu, dass am 1. April die Platte rauskommen wird, die Changes heißen wird. Und am 9. April findet hier ein Berlin-Konzert statt, für das man sich auch schon um Tickets kümmern sollte. Charles Bradley mit Change for the World. Changes heißt das Album, das am 1. April erscheinen wird als drittes Album des Screaming Eagle of Soul, der immer noch bei mir im Studio steht, hat Alex mitgebracht und eine Akustikgitarre. Das heißt, wir werden gleich nochmal eine akustische Version des Stückes Ende des Sin hören. Vorher habe ich aber noch eins, zwei Fragen. You once said in an interview that the world now kind of reminds you of the 60s, but in a bad way. Racism is a big problem in America, one of the main problems of the American society. Once again, there's police officers who have shot hundreds of mostly black civilians for no real reason. How do you maintain positive views on things? Because that's what I feel whenever I meet you, is that you do still have a positive view on the world. But in that same interview, you said that you're kind of scared sometimes to leave the house because there's a creepy vibe out there nowadays.
Because when they in the zone and they feel picky, they just find people to pick on sometimes. And I try to keep out of the distance. Mm-hmm. So my point is staying in the house. And when I have to come out and do positive things, I do it. And I come back home and try to find things in the house to keep me busy.
Yeah. So you tried not to keep in touch with the real world.
But
when you go out, you do have positive experiences because you actually play songs to positive people and make their lives a bit better, right?
Thank you.
And you have a spiritual way of living as well. You're a spiritual man. How important is that for you as a person to survive?
That's what keep my head and keep my motivation clean and honest to keep going.
Uh-huh.
And I stay in a spiritually molded mind to keep me going.
Yeah. So you do trust.
I trust in something greater than man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because that's another thing that one does feel when one's talking to you and one is watching you perform. So you're going to come back in April to play a few shows here in Germany. There's three shows announced by now. There's the 8th of April in Cologne, the 12th of April in Hamburg, and the 9th of April. That's the most important date for us, because then you're going to play Berlin. You're going to come back with the full band. Yes. And present the new album. We're looking forward to that already. But for now, it's time to listen to one of your songs in a live version, in an acoustic live version. You brought Alex with you, who has this beautiful guilt guitar with him.
It's a quiet stone.
Yeah, he's just sitting there smiling and preparing for the performance. That's what he should do. Actually, it's a good thing to be quiet in that moment. So, you ready for the performance? Let me just get rid of the compression that we use for the talking part, and then I'm ready whenever you are. Giles Bradley live, mit Ain't It a Sin.
To give love all over the world, but wait a minute, I'm tired of being used. It's my turn, it's my turn to love and be loved. It's my turn. Come on. Try to be a righteous man, talk to the Lord most every day. Sometimes I get tired of being used. I kick and scream just like a child. When I start boiling over, my feeling catch a flame. I'd be a man, stay a man if you won't be the same. If you ain't gonna do me right, just do you in. Ain't it a sin? I try to keep my strength inside, to keep my soul from running wild. My emotion got the best of me. I kick and scream just like a child. When I start falling over, my feeling catch a flame. I'd be a man, stay a man if you won't be the same. If you ain't gonna do me right, I might just do you in. Ain't it a sin? Ooh, ain't it a sin? right all over the land. Ain't it a sin? Come on, ain't it a sin?
Yeah. And this is whole stadium applauding for Charles Bradley and Alex live. Auf Flux FM, thank you so much, Charles. Thank you so much, Alex, for that beautiful performance of Ain't It a Sin. Now, I've read that your manager wants you to write a book about your life, and I would definitely buy it and read it because you have so many interesting stories to tell. How far are you with that plan, or did you tell your manager to write a book himself?
I told him I want to write a book, but I want to do a ghost book because I get too emotional when I get to certain parts, certain channels in it. So I think I need a ghostwriter to really help me with this. If I'm going to put it out, is some memories in my life, you know, like if you look at my documentary, I couldn't let my mom see that documentary because there was some memories in it that when her brother, it was only two of them, you know, my mom and my uncle. And truth came out, some of the truth I didn't really want to get to my mom, so she wanted to see it, and I never gave her a chance to see it because I know it's been a lot of heartbreak.
And I mean, you decide consciously that you dig deep into your life and that you dig out some things and that you find out about things and truth from your life, and you work with it as a musician, but it's hard to force people into that. Maybe that was a reason for you too.
Like I was saying, like when on the interview they asked me about religious, I said, I'm not trying to make everybody be religious because you got to find this, the true spirit in your own self. You got to find your love and your depths of soul in you. You got to find the kind of person that you want to be while you walk on the planet. And I do believe there's a creator because it's sure helped me in my life.
And that's a personal thing for everybody to do. It's a hard thing to do maybe as well, right?
Especially when you want to show who you are and show love, and then all of the anger and all the challenges you go through, you feel like you want to get mad and be a vicious person like a lot of people have turned to be. But I don't want to be that person. I want to just find the gentle love inside me. Like they say, pick up your cross and follow the Father who art in heaven. And that's what I do. That's what my grandmother always taught me.
And sometimes you have to be stronger to appear weak than if you decided to appear as a strong person. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the strongest person is a sensitive person.
I think so too.
Believe that. You can be very vicious and have so much animosity and hatred in you. And you could be the sweetest person and the strongest person. So what can I be, one of those? That's what I would have chosen.
I want you to stay strong and emotional and just say it the way you are. And please come and visit us once again in April when you do your shows in Germany. It would be a great honor. And we can listen to more live performances that you do with Alex or with the full band.
I want to say it again to Europe, Germany. My God. You are the best.
No, you are. You are, Charles.
Thank you,
thank you for visiting. And have good luck with the new album. Have great shows. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Alex. Pass me your hand as well. And I want to see you again in April. Thank you, Charles Bradley and Alex, for this beautiful live performance and for that great talk. Thank you, bud.